Yeah, we're delighted with the signing. Simon, he comes back to us. He's been with us before. He's enjoyed his time here, and we've really enjoyed it when he's played for us in the past. So we're delighted to have him for next season. And he's everything we need in an overseas player at this stage.
Is the fact that he's played here before, was that a big factor in deciding who to come back?
Yeah, one. You know, he's a quality player, I think, first and foremost. He's a very good man as well. He's, you know, the lads respect him highly. He's a good bloke to have around the changing room. And his availability is very good too. So all that coupled together, yeah, very pleased.
Because he's sort of given up now, isn't he? He's not contracted to Australia now. So as you say, he's available all season.
Well, that's right. No IPL, no international cricket potentially. Means that he'll be with us for the whole season. That's unusual these days, an overseas player. Overseas players come and go, and it's nice to have that continuity. And it's great to have such a pair of quality. And as I say, a good man coming for the whole season.
And is his sort of hunger for cricket and to do well, is it still there when you've spoken to him?
Yes, it is. You know, he's looking forward to coming over. You know, we spoke a while back, and yeah, he's very excited about the opportunity. Loves playing county cricket, loves playing cricket, and he scores runs. He enjoys batting, and that's what we need. You know, some big performances from our batters next year would set us up very well.
Because it's interesting, is it? Because you had a bowler this year, you want an overseas batter next year. So is it a change of sort of thinking as to the way you want the team strengthened or the way you're going to play?
I think first and foremost, he needs runs on the board. And with this year, we struggled a little bit with that. But with the quality of batsmen that we have available, that we should be posting big scores. And with Simon around, that really adds to what we've got. And we've got a crop of young bowlers as well, young seamers. And obviously Danny Briggs, who as a spinner, who needs to play. I mean, he's shown that he can do a very good job.
And just finally, are you looking at Simon Katic as an opener or in the middle order? Where?
I think we're pretty flexible. I think Simon probably pretty flexible. Over his career, he's batted in all positions, 1, 2, 3, 4. So we'll look at that at the beginning of the year, sit down with the management group and look which is the best way forward for everyone involved. But he gives us flexibility on that front.